Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in CEO's Roundtable at Semicon India 2025 conference at Yashobhumi in New Delhi this afternoon. The CEO Roundtable brought together industry leaders from across the globe. Mr. Modi also interacted with experts in the semiconductor field on the second day of Semicon India 2025. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. The three-day Semicon India 2025 conference was inaugurated by PM Modi yesterday. The conference is aimed at positioning India as a trusted partner in the global semiconductor supply chain. The Northeast Region Ministers' Conference on Civil Aviation, come third Northeast Aviation Summit, will be held in Itanagar tomorrow. Civil aviation ministers of all Northeastern states, policymakers and industry leaders will participate in the conference to deliberate on strategies for boosting regional connectivity and unlocking the aviation potential of the region. In presence of Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu and MOS Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol. Discussions are expected to cover expansion plans for existing and new airports, as well as the promotion of helicopter services, small aircraft, general aviation, seaplanes, drones, and maintenance, repair, and overall MRO activities. The event is being jointly organized by the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Government of India, and the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, with support from the Government of Arunachal Pradesh. This is the first time Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the summit, following previous editions hosted by Assam and Meghalaya. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today chaired the state-level approval committee meeting. The meeting was convened to finalize and approve the project implementation plan under the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme for FY 2025-26, which will be submitted to the Ministry of Food Processing Industries. In a social media post, the CS informed that the plan envisages a total budget of ₹50.70 crore. He also informed that the committee has identified one district, one product for 12 districts aimed at promoting local specialties, strengthening micro food processing enterprises, and enhancing livelihood opportunities. The ICR police Nahalagun today arrested one accused, a resident of helipad Nahalagun, for impersonating herself as a worker of an NGO and cheating unemployed students. The accused had been collecting money under the pretext of providing them jobs in various posts, such as nurses, data entry operators, security guards, etc. During investigation, it was revealed that the accused had collected amounts ranging from 4,000 to 10,000 from 66 students, thereby amassing a total sum of ₹3,36,000. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Nahalagun police station and further investigation is underway. Meanwhile, SP Dr. Neelam Nega has cautioned youths and students to remain alert and not fall victim to such fraudulent job rackets. The Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission under the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, conducted an orientation and awareness session at the Department of Social Work, RGU, today. The session aimed to highlight the scope of ABDM and the role of social work students in bridging the digital health initiative at the community level through their fieldwork curriculum. The program also promoted the Ayushman Bharat Health Account Scan and Share facility and key features of the digital health ecosystem. The session was led by State Nodal Officer ABDM Dr. Dusu Gambo, who provided a comprehensive introduction to the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Three meritorious students from Government High Secondary School, Lungla, were felicitated today for qualifying the prestigious NEET 2025 examination. The felicitation program was organized by the Dhakpa Pangchang Employees Welfare Association. The Army Recruiting Office, Narangi, will be conducting Army Recruitment Rally of Central and Zonal Category for shortlisted candidates of all Northeast states under the jurisdiction of Headquarter Recruiting Zone, Shillong, at Military Station Narangi, Guwahati, from September 10 to 13 next. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.